Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
So again, sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they, again, as mentioned, were judged every man according to their works. I have a couple of notes here. Nothing is done in secret. Nothing. I have some scripture, Tom will allow it. Luke 8. Let me read a couple of them. Luke 8, because I'd marked them. Luke 8, 17. For nothing is secret, Jesus is speaking. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest. Neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. You cannot sin and get by with it as a believer or even unbeliever. So they're not judged just because of their rejection of Jesus Christ. That's already been determined. They rejected Jesus Christ, so their death is already determined. But they're judged, my Bible tells me, according to their works. And nothing is hidden. It's going to be made manifest. Other verses of scriptures in Luke 12, 47, 48, Matthew 7, 22 and 23. Again, time won't allow me to read that. I wanted to get to the book of life because I want y'all to be mad when y'all leave here this morning. Because I'm going to throw some of your theology out the window. Have you heard this? When you're saved, your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. Have you ever heard that? Heard that all my life. Everybody, that's not so. Do you know that every person that has ever been conceived has been written in the book of life? I'm going to give you scripture for this, okay? In other words, even little babies that have been aborted, millions of babies, do you know there? God knows every one of them? Do you know those names are in the book of life? Let me give you a little history of this, okay? Let me give you a little history of this, okay? Check this out. In the days of the Roman, when all this was written, when Romans were in charge of the empire of the world, let me tell you, in Winter Haven, to give you that an example, everybody that was born in Winter Haven, they would have a registry of it. If we go back 2,000 years. Everybody who was a citizen or born here in Winter Haven, their name would be in a book. So the Romans could tax him. They can keep track of him. Even being a little baby, their name was written in this book. However, if they did something against the Roman government and they were criminals or whatever, do you know that their name was blotted out of that book? They're executed or whatever. It happened. It was a very serious crime that they were taken out. If they were exiled or taken out of that city, are you following? They're no longer inhabitants of that city. They would take that name out of the book. With that in mind, and we'll get more into this when we get to Revelation 22, where it talks about taking their name out of the book of life. And that's why some people talk about losing your salvation. If you think that way, well, if they were saved because their name was in the book of life, and he takes them out of the book of life, that means you could lose your salvation. No. What it means, God knows every person that's ever been born. Are y'all following the thought? I didn't say you have to agree with me, but you've been wrong before. Everyone is, from the time of Adam to the last person who will ever be born up to this time, their name will be written in the book of life. I know there's a lot of good Baptist preachers who don't preach that. Is your name written in the Lamb's book of life? And I'd say, yes! It is, and so is yours. Let me give you some Bible, okay? Exodus 32, verses number 32, 33. You know the background. Moses had been up talking to God, and he come down out of the mountain, and the children of Israel created that golden calf. Aaron, what do you do? I don't know. We just throw the gold in there, and out come this cow. Moo. You know, I'm paraphrasing. Oh, you know, lie. But anyway, God was going to destroy them for that. And we see in Exodus 32, Moses is praying. Verse number 32. Yet now, if thou were forgive their sin. Do y'all see that big hyphen? Okay, there's a two little lines. In my Bible, King James, it's a one long hyphen. Do y'all have that in your Bible? If you don't, get you a King James Bible and it'll have it, okay? That hyphen is very, 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 very important. Why is that? Because it's a great pause. That's what that line means. Matter of fact, we see the word in the Psalm, Selah. Oftentimes, a lot of people read it. It's not really meant to be read in the Psalm, 150 Psalms, and often in the Psalm, it say Selah. And that word Selah actually means to stop and meditate upon what you just said. It wasn't meant to be read. I'm not going to argue with somebody who wants to read it. That's fine. But really, it's not meant to be read. It's just a thought. Pause of what you just, and think about what you just read. With this hyphen here, it's exactly what it is. It's the greatest pause in the Hebrew language, and I ain't a Hebrew expert. I learned this from a teacher who I guess he learned it from somebody else, and learned by somebody else, that it's the greatest pause in the Hebrew language is this. I can just imagine Moses crying out to the Lord, yet now if thou will forgive them of their sin, and he just paused. And he said, if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of the book which thou hast written. And heaven, man, what love and compassion. He'd be willing to die for all of the Israel people. But anyway, we see Moses for the first time saying, you can take me out of that book. If you don't forgive them, put everything upon me. Are you following? And then we see in Psalm 69, David. Let me find it. Psalm 69, verse number 28. He's talking about the evil people. In verse number 27, add iniquity unto their iniquity, and let them not come into thy righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living and not be written with the righteous. Are you following the thought? Blot their name out. And let them not be written with the in the book with the righteous, which means what? That means they're written together. You know, remove their name. When? At the point of death, we'll get into that in just a minute. I just want to see some scriptures here, okay? Turn me to Revelation chapter 3. You thought we were done in the early part of the book of Revelation, weren't you? We're going back to Revelation chapter number 3. What do I have here? Verse number 5. Okay, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. Which tells me something, that your name can get blotted out of the book of life. When Jesus said, I will not, if you're overcome or if you're saved, I'm not going to take your name out of the book of life. But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. So you see again, now Jesus is talking about that book of life, that he that overcometh the saved people, I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess him. Then Revelation 22, turn me to Revelation 22. And we'll talk more about it, time's about gone. Verses 18 and 19. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Again, he is not talking about losing your salvation. These were people who were never saved to begin with. Again, the thought is the book of life. God knows everybody that's ever existed. Brother Ray McAllister preached a diet. I'm going to lose this church if I keep letting Dr. McAllister preach here. What a great message Sunday night. God knows the numbers of the hair. Every day you lose hair again. He knows them. He mentioned about the sparrows falling. God knows when a sparrow falls and hits the ground. God knows everything about what's going on. How big is God? That was the name of his message. How big God is? I'm telling you, God is so big, he knows everybody who has ever lived. Everybody who's ever conceived. God knows them all. He has a record of them. And they are all written in the book of life.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.